Hi there. I want to help you get started running your first machine learning experiments using Azure Machine Learning Studio. The first thing you're going to need is some space in the cloud to run your experiments. So you're going to need to go to azure.microsoft.com, and you're going to need to go to the portal and log in with your Azure account. If you haven't got one, you can set up a trial account and use that to get you started, or hopefully if you're at a hackathon, you might have had access to some sort of account there. So I'm just going to log in here. It's just going to redirect me to the sign-in page, type in my password, and it redirects me to the portal. Now, there's actually two versions of the Azure portal. There's a new one, and there's what we call the classic portal. Now, when you first log into Azure, you're going to be taken to this brand new portal, which is a beautiful user interface. But unfortunately, right now, it doesn't support the machine learning interface yet. So as soon as we start doing machine learning, you're going to see it redirect us to the old portal. So I'm just going to go here and I'm going to say I want to do some new work. And machine learning is definitely falls into the world of data science or data analytics. So I'm going to select data and analytics from the menu. And I'm going to scroll down and I'm going to find machine learning. Once I select machine learning, it's now going to actually redirect me to that classic Azure portal. As I mentioned, at the moment, machine learning isn't supported in the new portal yet. So you always get this redirect back. But the same functionality, doesn't matter. So you'll see it spinning up as it's about to prompt me to create a machine learning workspace. So what I have to do is I have to give my workspace a name. I'm going to call this, Spring Machine Learning Workspace, because it's spring here right now as I'm doing this recording. Whoops, too long a name. Spring Machine Learning. There we go. Once you see that green check mark, you know you've got a name that works out. Then I'm going to select a location where I want to host the server, where I want the server hosting my machine learning space. So I can pick the US, Asia, or Europe. I'm going to pick the US because I live in Canada, so that's nice and close to me. I want a location that's physically close to myself. You're going to pick your subscription. This might be an Azure Pass, your Azure trial, and you're going to pick a storage account. Now you won't have one, so you'll probably have to create a new storage account if you haven't done this before. And you just have to give that a name, Susan Machine Learning Storage. So you have to give it some sort of name. Again, you need to see that green check mark to know all your names are okay. Then you just select Create an ML Workspace. And you're gonna see a little green bar appearing in the bottom left corner that gives you an indication that you can see it's busy creating my machine learning workspace. Once that bar finishes running, it's going to pop up this machine learning workspace in the list up here. So you'll see it appear. Once it appears, you simply need to select that machine learning workspace from the list. You can see it's still processing at the moment. I'm just going to go to one of the ones that's already existing so you can sort of see what it looks like. Once it shows up in the list, you just select the name of your machine learning workspace. And it brings up a screen that says, hey, you've got a machine learning workspace. What do you want to do? I want to access my workspace by signing into ML Studio. And this will take me to the Azure Machine Learning Studio tool where I can go and execute brand new experiments. Once you get to here, you're ready to start doing your machine learning. As a nice little shortcut too, once you've got a machine learning workspace, the next time you want to log in and run a new experiment, you don't always have to go through that Azure portal every single time. So what you can also do, I'll just open up a new tab here. If you search for Azure Machine Learning Studio, you'll see there is a link, studio.azureml.net. And if you select that link, it actually takes you to Azure Machine Learning and you can sign in and access the Azure Machine Learning Studio portal directly from here. So you've got two ways, once that machine learning workspace is created, to go into the portal. You can go through the Azure portal or you can access it through the Azure Machine Learning Studio. So there you go. You've now got a machine learning workspace. You're ready to execute your first machine learning experiment.